What originally got you in the Airstream, Ricky?
You know what? That's a weird question. Or not a weird question. That's a very question.
We're all weird.
You know what? I like quality. I'm a guy that I grew up in a very modest background. My mom was an operator and my dad was a taxi driver, and we always had to settle for less expensive stuff. And so I always said that if I had money one day, that everything I bought would be quality, and I always would dream about quality stuff. And I always viewed, it sounds like a sales pitch, but I always viewed Airstream as a quality thing. I mean, and so, you know, and then people would talk smack about Airstreams. Oh, they, you know, they stopped making them years ago, or they're too heavy, or, you know, that things don't fit in them right, and you'll take, you know. And they don't make them anymore anyway. And, you know, and then when I found out they do make them, over 60%, 65%, something like that, of any Airstream that was ever made is still on the road, I kind of went, you know what? You know, I guess people say these things about quality, you know? But that's what drew me to it. I just thought it was a gorgeous, to me, it's design elegance. I mean, it is just really a beautiful piece of design work, you know?
Oh yeah, when I have somebody come in and they've never been in an Airstream before, they're always amazed at how much room is inside, because you get a lot of people that, oh, they're tiny inside.
Yeah,
they
right.
walk in and they're like, wow. But
well,
it's kind of neat.
God, they have those slide outs now, you know.
Yeah.
Oh yeah.
That really opens it up. Were you able to camp in your 64 very much enough to compare it quality wise to your new one?
Not a lot. I've actually camped in this new one, believe it or not, more. I spent more time working on my 64 than I did camping in it.
Yeah, we're familiar with
that.
Was that
you out on the, was that you out on the 405 tonight? Camping?
No, but if I would have my trailer, I think I would have just had somebody else drive and I would have slept in the but 4 or 5, 4 or 5 hours to go anywhere. That's where they got the name for that freeway, just so you know.
Oh, goodness.
It's bad.
So you do go camping out there in California then?
Oh, yeah. We go to, you know, our last trip was to Sedona, Arizona first. Well, actually, I take that back. We went to Havasu, and then we went to Sedona, and we rock climbed in Sedona for a couple of days. And then we shot over to the Grand Canyon, which I've flown over 1,000 times and have never walked up and looked out over it before, oddly enough. And then we boondocked like maybe 6 miles from it, just out in the woods for like 3 days. And it was just incredible. We had so much fun. It was just beautiful. So that was the last trip we did. And a lot of times we go to Joshua Tree and we go climbing there. We've hit Joshua Tree a few times now. And we've been in Joshua Tree in the 64 too. And we found that we had spent so much money, not money, time setting that thing up, and less time rock climbing, that got a little frustrating.
Oh, yeah. It's nice just to be able to push the button on the fridge and it actually turns on.
Yeah.
Not trying to fiddle with a pilot light, huh, Colin?
I know.
Yeah, well.
I'd be there with a long lighter, you know, laying on the floor, like trying to, you know, because I keep the little front of the thing off so I could reach in there with a lighter and just physically start it, you know. It's,
yeah.
And keep in mind, I could also go for a week or more not plugged into anything and be comfortable and still have battery power at the end of it.
In what?
He's got a 59.
Oh, wow. Now, what fridge do you have in that?
It's an original fridge. It's propane only.
Wow.
It's a Dometic made in Sweden.
Wow.
My 2005 I got a 2005 Dometic. I think it's a 2005, but that's an F58 Sovereign. That's the trailer we've got that we go camping in. So I was gonna go with the original Dometic, but I like the push button too, Tim.
Yeah. I hear you. You know, it's got a lot of advantages. It's got some disadvantages too.
It does.
Yeah,
it does. Like it needs 12 volt to be able to turn on. That's one of the disadvantages, I think.
You know, we stayed at the